Breakfast in the Blue Ridge with Lula Bell and Scotty.
For it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. Yes, it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Good morning, good friends. Once again, we join your favorite sweethearts of the airways, Lula Bell and Scotty, for breakfast in their home that nestles in the laurels in that lovely mountain wonderland, the Blue Ridge.
To a cozy nest that I love the best, it's my Blue Ridge mountain home.
We'll join Lou and Scotty right after we hear an important message from a good friend of yours. At this time of morning, there need be no lamp lit in Lou and Scotty's kitchen, for the sun streams over the eastern mountain ridge, up the river valley, and in through the big window. And at the big cook stove, Mrs. Wiseman is tempting her hungry husband with the fragrant and delicious odors of her cooking.
Hey, Lily, what are you cooking for breakfast this morning, gal? Your smell's mighty tempting.
Well, now, you just wait and see, honey. I got a surprise for you.
Ah, come on. Couldn't you give a fella a little bit of a hint?
No, it ain't nobody's business, much less yours. Nobody's business, nobody's business.
All right for you, Mrs. Lula Bell. Secrets from your husband, Wiseman. Nobody's business.
Well, the folks all talk till they drive me crazy. They say Scotty's trifling lazy. Nobody's business but ours.
The gals all say that Lily's been flirting, but if she has, there's one thing certain.
It's nobody's business but
my own home.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what we do, do, do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business but our own.
If I work all week and make a little money and spend it all on a little old honey, it's
nobody's business but our own.
And if I go dressed like a gal in riches and he wears a patch on the seat of his breeches, why, it's
nobody's business but our own. Nobody's business, nobody's business what we do, do, do. Nobody's business, nobody's.
If I eat breakfast in my bed, a pickled feet and cold cornbread, it's nobody's business but my own.
And if you stretch your neck a mile to see that gal in the latest style,
it ain't none of your business.
Oh, yes, it's some of my business.
Well, I'm sorry, honey.
Well, it's okay, buddy.
It's nobody's business but our own.
I got out of that. Say, I'll bet I can guess what you got in that oven there, too, gal.
Oh, you think you're smart, do you?
Mm-hmm. It's popover.
Oh, Scotty, you've got a nose like a hound dog. Now you've gone and spoiled my surprise.
Oh, no, the surprise is going to be seeing how the popovers turn out.
Oh, now, don't you worry about that.
Well, I've got a little surprise for you, too, honey, but.
You have? Guys, tell me. Come on, tell me.
Now look who's trying to find out secrets.
Oh, honey, tell me now. You always do me this way.
Now listen, I always have to ferret out my own secrets from you, but you just work them out of me real easy, right?
Oh, you're going to tell me?
Well, sir, come Sunday, I'm going to take my best gal dressed up in her glad rags and the finest and take her out.
You are? Where?
It's going to be an all-day singing and dinner on the ground at the church on the ridge.
Oh, boy. Well, just for that, now I'm going to give you an extra popover. Here.
Just on account of that, I'll go fetch up some jam for him.
Oh, gee, I can hardly wait till Sunday. Da 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 da. Oh, good morning, Jack.
Oh, I meant to sneak in quietly. Go ahead. I want to hear you two sing any chance I get.
Well, just for that, I will. Thank you.
Here's a rose from the garden where the bloom of romance grows. But I
heart, near my aching heart, just a petal from a faded rose. Love is sweet in the morning when the breeze of summer blows, but will fade and die when the winter's night, like a petal from a faded rose.
Now our love is a memory. Where it's gone, God only knows.
But I hold so dear as a souvenir, just a petal from a faded rose. I will live with the roses, where the stream of memory flows. And each time I dream, there a tear will gleam on this petal from a faded rose.
Oh, gee, that's really a lovely song, Jim.
Oh, I can hardly wait till Sunday.
Yep, what's doing Sunday?
Well, I think Jack ought to come along with us, don't you, Luly? Up to the church on the ridge, there's going to be some real doing.
Yeah? Well, what's your church?
Well, an all-day singing, dinner on the ground to help raise funds for the church community house. I bet you it's going to turn out to be a real old family reunion.
Boy, I'll say, you'll see more wiseman than you thought were people in this whole county.
They'll all be there, all right. The women folks will bring the eat. There'll be long tables set with fried chicken, baked ham,
sweet potatoes, roasting ears, and 411 kinds of preserves.
Oh, say, that sounds all right. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, folks just sit around on the ground, eat a while, sing a while all day.
Oh, it's really a lot of fun. And the kids have such a wonderful time.
You bet they do. Why, I can remember when I was a kid, they'd hold several all-day singings and dinner on the ground the same Sunday. Different churches all around the county, you know.
I'll bet you made every one of them.
Well, we sure did. We'd start out early in the morning right after Sunday school at our church and then start visiting around, eating our way slowly through the fried chicken to the homemade ice cream and chocolate-covered cake.
Oh, boy, you've certainly got my mouth watering.
Well, stuff one of these popovers in it, then.
Well, I certainly will right now.
Mm. Oh, say, Scotty, by the time you'd visited around for several all-day singings of a Sunday, what'd you do afterwards?
Well, by about mid-afternoon, we usually snuck off somewhere and took a nap. Maybe after that, we'd all go down to the old swimming hole for a spell. Then we were ready to come home for supper.
Supper? Well, how do you like that? I'm sure looking forward to Sunday, but from what you said, I don't think I'll be wanting any supper.
Oh, you'll really enjoy it, I know, Jack. Seeing all the families get together. A lot of them have their favorite gospel songs that they've been singing for generations. So the head of one family will get up and lead the whole congregation in his own special hymn.
Yes, sir. All these singings are great homecomings, all right. A communion of those two great institutions, the family and the church, which have done so much to make our American way of life the best on earth.
Lulabell and Scotty are going to sing the fine song Scotty wrote about these all-day singings, Homecoming Time in Happy Valley, right after we hear from a friend of yours back home.
Together for miles around, having all day singing and a dinner on the ground.
And send your uncles and your double plus cousins, gather around and grease you by the dozen.
I'm going down to Happy Valley, sing the good old songs we used to hear. Talk about singing and sweet communion, just come around to the big reunion down in Happy Valley once a year.
There's a time of year when the sun shines soft
and the distant hills are hazy.
When the hay's all packed and the old hay lost
and the cows are fat and lazy.
Then it's time to bake an old hickory nut cake
and to season up a few fried chickens.
It's homecoming day down Sweetwater way and the folks coming hungry as the dickens.
It's homecoming time in Happy Valley. Folks so sweet till the roosters crow when picnic day comes round. The wild roses climb in Happy Valley. Try the road down to the old campground.
Folks are coming dressed in the Sunday go to meeting. Picnic baskets full of good eating.
Some come riding and some come walking. Some come singing and some come talking.
I'll meet you down in Happy Valley. When the harvest days have come and gone,
I'm going to flirt with a gal named Ida.
You watch your step and keep a sip of that cider.
Still they sing the last reunion song.
Oh, now I am ready to go on Sunday.
I'm ready to go right now. Get the chores.
Yeah, me too. See you right soon, folks.
When it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. When it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Say now, folks, don't forget you're all invited to join your favorite sweethearts of the airwaves, Lulabelle and Scotty and the Blue Ridge Riders, again real soon. This is Jack Stilwell reminding you of your date for breakfast in the Blue Ridge.